It was a disappointing night at Anfield as Liverpool were knocked out of the Champions League at the last 16 stage, losing 4-1 on penalties to Paris Saint-Germain, after the sides couldn't be separated over two legs that included extra time, with the tie finishing 1-1 on aggregate. You're listening to The Reaction with me, Mark Benstead. Coming up, we'll hear the thoughts of Arne Slot. First, though, to former Reds midfielders Ray Houghton and Jay Spearing, who joined me for LFC TV's post-match show.
I don't know where you begin on a night like this, where so much has happened, so much football has been played. But Ray, I guess we look at it and say, across the piece, we cannot begrudge PSG going through. They're an excellent team. They were superb in the first leg. But we can look at tonight, and big chunks, especially in that second half, where the game was there for Liverpool to take it.
Yeah, I thought Liverpool started the game very well tonight. I thought they certainly were on top. They had one or two chances. Got to say the PSG players got some good blocks in. And then slowly but surely PSG started to take control of the first half. I thought their movement was terrific. I thought tactically it was a fantastic game to watch. You know, when you're there sitting in the stand and you're watching how it develops and the movement of the players and how they were playing 3-3-3 and the way they try to pass out from the back, they were well coached. Both teams are very well coached. I've got to say absolutely top marks to both managers. They had a game plan in place. The only thing, if you were being critical, I think, of both teams, in the final third, I thought they were both wasteful. You know, when you get into good areas and the final delivery wasn't quite enough quality-wise to open up either defence. They got a fabulous goal, but we switched off. Just one moment where we didn't get into position quickly enough, and then their movement and passing was absolutely tremendous again to that area of the field. Ball came across and Canati and the goalkeeper getting a bit of a mix-up, and then it's an easy tap in to get it back on level terms over the two legs. But yeah, disappointment. The other worry you've got is obviously fitness. You know, when you work at that rate throughout 120 minutes, how much is that taking out your legs come for the game on Sunday? You know, the manager will be assessing the players over the next couple of days. Canati came off, he looks like he's out. Trent looks like he could be out as well. So there's going to be quite a few changes for that game on Sunday. But it was about tonight, you know, and it was a difficult task. We knew that. As soon as the draw was made and we were up against PSG, we knew they were a quality side. Were they as good as we thought they could be? I'm not so sure. A lot of people thought they were that good. But we've seen over the two legs just how good they are. I thought they were an excellent team to watch. And, you know, they got what they deserved over the two legs. They'll say, that's what they'll be telling you, that they feel that over the two matches they were the better side.
We saw just how much better the press was tonight. It was so well timed at times. We were pressing them so effectively, but it was just that moment in the final third, that final pass, that decision making that wasn't quite there enough this evening, perhaps, Jake.
Yeah, I felt that throughout the game, I felt Liverpool pressed really well. I felt we counteracted their playing out really, really well. I think we won it back in really good areas. But like you say, when we won it back, you know, we were trying to find that killer pass straight away. And, you know, I'm not gonna criticise the players because they worked tremendously hard throughout the 120 minutes to try and get themselves, you know, after going behind. I agree with Ray. I think the first 10 to 15 minutes, Liverpool were well on top. I felt it was a moment that we needed to score. I felt that if we did score, the game would be, you know, more in our control and we could decide on what we wanted to do going forward. But yeah, you know, once we won it back in moments, I felt that we gave the ball away in critical areas, and the final pass, whether it was the right too much weight, whether it was just misplaced or whatever, we just didn't seem to really test PSG's back line. But no, listen, they've given absolutely everything they can. It was a real good game of football to watch. Like Ray said, you know, the tactical awareness and how the managers counteracted each other to try and change things and go at each other. It was an unbelievable game to watch, but obviously a really guttering way to go out of a competition.
Yeah, as someone who's sort of taking those initial steps into coaching, how much do you learn from that kind of experience? I know you sort of separate it from the result tonight and the disappointment of that, but just to see two teams who in game are changing what they do to try and get the better of the opposition.
To be honest, my brain's absolutely frazzled because, you know, you're trying to catch up with how they're building, how they're playing goal kicks, like some of the goal kicks of how they played out and how they counteracted even ourselves against PSG. I think there was one or two where we literally went from back to front within maybe three or four passes. And if you look at last week, you know, we probably couldn't even get out really last week. You know, the domination that they did in them large parts of the game last week, we completely turned the tie, I felt, you know, to more in our favour. I felt that we tested Donnarumma a hell of a lot more. I thought Ali was quiet probably throughout a lot of the 120 minutes. But yeah, as a coach for myself, learning through the game, it was an unbelievable experience to watch two of the probably the best managers in the world right now going head to head.
What I thought was interesting from the very offset tonight, you could see on the bench how much everything meant to the PSG staff, how much they felt, I guess, they had to put in a performance tonight, but also how much it would mean for them to get through. And you saw they were up when the goal went in, the whole bench was up. Through the course of the game, the whole bench was up.
Yeah, I think you could say the same for Liverpool, though. I don't think that was just the PSG manager and coaching staff that were trying to get involved in the game. I think the Liverpool bench was exactly like that as well. You know, I just thought these were two top sides going head-to-head, giving it absolutely everything. You know, I thought that we should come back to the tactics, come back to the technique. Some of the technique from the players, it was exceptional tonight. Passing and movement, making angles to receive it, positional play. When one wanted to close up, the other ones came in behind them. Everyone was pushing up together, playing 3v3. You don't really see that in football much. But they were having Hakimi pushing on, then they were having the two centre-backs and the left-back, they were going man for man. One was going right out in the right wing, one was through the centre, and one was picking up Mo Salah. And I'm sitting there watching it, thinking, that's unusual. You don't see many teams doing that. Normally you want one spare in case someone slips and, you know, you're 1v1, your defender's taken out the game and then the striker's through on goal. But that wasn't the case. They had such confidence, such belief in each other's ability. It was incredible to watch, and that comes from your manager. You've got to have a leader. He's got to instill in you what he wants and then give you the platform to go and play. And I thought they played at times some wonderful football. I thought technically, as I say, just the positions that they took up was great to watch. And if you're a young coach coming through or you're a young player, you know, you should be watching that game tonight thinking, oh, well, that's the level you've got to get to. You know, I've seen a lot of football recently, been really average. I mean, I've watched the Premier League, there's been a lot of average football in the Premier League. But watching that tonight, anyone who's here, or can't see it as much on TV because there's a lot going on the periphery of it, which is important to how the game's played. But that tonight, for me watching it as an ex-player, I'm thinking, I'm clapping, I'm thinking, this is great. Yeah, I said, final third, delivery wasn't always the best, but the way they played out in certain situations was a joy to watch, both teams. And Liverpool, I thought their energy levels was superb tonight, whereas last Wednesday, you know, they were down from where they've been. I thought that they were really on their game for large spells tonight. It was just, you know, you needed that goal and we didn't quite get there.
Ray mentioned earlier that the injuries that we picked up through the course of the game, I just wonder how much they played a part, along with fatigue generally, in the shootout. It felt we were sort of missing some of the players who maybe would have taken penalties, maybe some of the players who stepped up were either fatigued, maybe a little low on belief. There wasn't that much conviction in the shootout, perhaps, if we're being a little bit, not critical, but just analysing the way it went.
Yeah, if you look at it, you know, we're praying that Trent isn't too bad. You know, he seemed to know straight away that something had gone wrong. I've obviously not seen it back, so it's hard for me to tell right now, but to see him walk off the pitch, I'm going to try and take that as a positive. The Kanate one, to me, probably looked a little bit more like cramp. So again, I'm hoping that's just maybe a couple of days recovery to then get him ready for the weekend. The lads who came on, you know, you got Cody Gakpo coming back from a knock, and is he fully fit? But you got to remember the tempo of the game is being played. It is electric. The boys that lasted 120 minutes, fair play to them. You know, it's an incredible game to play at such a high level, because that split second of a mistake, or, you know, if you don't make the right run, you don't make the right decision, you can get punished. So, you know, mentally you're drained going into the penalty shootout, never mind anything else in the game. But yeah, no, the penalties, you have to give, again, credit. And, you know, the players have obviously gone to the manager and put their name down, unless I'm not too sure how it's worked out. But they've probably, you know, been bold enough and brave enough to go to the manager, listen, I want one. And, you know, you have to give them credit for taking them. Donnarumma, I'm sure, when you're stepping up towards him, he's a big goalkeeper in goal. And when it comes down to penalties, for me, it's just pick your way. And if the keeper saves, it's one of them. It's a horrible way to go out of a competition, especially. But if you look at a greater picture, I think Liverpool have shown that them and PSG are probably the two best teams right now in world football.
Let's get some reaction from Arne Slot now. The boss has been speaking with the media in his post-match press conference.
Arne, how much was tonight one of those nights where you came away with a lot less than you deserved?
It was the best game of football I was ever involved in. I don't have the history like Liverpool as a manager, but two teams of incredible level with incredible intensity. In the first 25 minutes, okay, I also remember the first 25 against Man City at home and the first 25 against Madrid, but this was unbelievable what we showed in the first 25. And I looked at the scoreboard and we were 1-0 down. Over 90 minutes, I don't think we deserve to lose this game of football today. Over 180 minutes, maybe it was deserved that we went to overtime. In overtime, I thought Paris Saint-Germain was a bit better than us, so in this half hour. And then it comes down to penalties, and they scored 4, we 2, and we lost.
How do you pick the lads up, because they've had such a good season? Obviously, we know how well they've done in the league stage of this competition as well. It must come as a massive shock to the system to go out, albeit against a side of the quality of Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, of course it's a shock. And it's maybe not the moment to tell them now, but and I didn't tell them as well, but I can say it here that last season we weren't involved in the Champions League. 2 seasons ago, Liverpool went out against Madrid after losing, I think, 5-2 at home. So if you have to go out, then go out in a way like we did against one of the best teams in Europe and making such a fight out of it. I hope and think that every fan around the world was hoping that this game just kept on going, just wouldn't stop, because it was incredible. They in the end won. And for us, it's so unlucky that if you are number one in the league table, that you then face Paris Saint-Germain, which is one of the best teams in Europe. That's the format we are in, and we have to accept it, and we will come back stronger next season.
And you do still have that chance of silverware at the weekend, but I just wonder what is the physical cost tonight, because obviously we saw Trent Alexander-Arnold and Ibrahima Konate go off injured. What's their situation?
I have to ask it, but for me, Ibu was more that he was tired than it was an injury. With Trent, he had to come off. That's never a good sign. And from what I heard from people that saw the images or how he got injured, that didn't look very good. So I would be surprised if he's available for Sunday. Now, the good thing is that we play his final on Sunday. So mentally, that's probably the best you can ask for, because this is where we are playing football for, to play finals. And then there's 2 weeks in between before we start, 2.5 weeks in between before we start the season again. And if we can play 9 times with this intensity, and then once we play at home with the same intensity from the fans as well, then I'm really looking forward to the end of the season.
Hi, Arne. What were your thoughts on the penalties? Because it's a really daunting place for an opposition team to have to take penalties here, so it's probably quite surprising. To see the scoreline as it was after the shootout?
The way they scored the penalties didn't feel to me as if they were impressed. And it's also part of football. If you want to win things, you have to win sometimes a penalty shootout as well. Argentina showed that in the World Cup against the Dutch team. And now Paris Saint-Germain showed it. I don't know how it was in the history of Liverpool, but normally, if the games are so tight over 2 games, you have to win 1 out of 3, 4 times if you want to win this tournament, a penalty shootout as well. And they did, and we didn't. So that's all I can say about it.
Do you think your players were nervous?
Sorry?
Do you think your players were nervous in the shootout?
Were nervous? I don't know. I haven't asked them. I think everybody is a bit nervous when he has to take a penalty. But these players have a history of scoring almost every penalty they take. Well, yeah, every circumstance is always different. But unlucky.
You sort of mentioned earlier about if you win the group, it's a bit unlucky to face PSG. Does winning the group count for anything now? I mean, you've beaten Real Madrid in this Champions League run, you've beaten Bayer Leverkusen. Does that count for anything? Or do you just sort of, at the moment, you're just feeling a bit disappointed about being knocked out tonight?
No, of course, that last thing. I'm feeling disappointed about being knocked out. I do feel in the end of the season, it does matter how we presented ourselves in Europe. I just said that we were not in Champions League level last season,
And this season, we really showed ourselves. We can be proud of what we've did. We won 7 games in a row, then we played with the substitute loss against PSV. And I think we played, now maybe last week, not our best game, but today we saw a completely different Liverpool. So we go out in a way that I think we've impressed Europe. But it is something now to take in consideration how much of worth it is to end up first in the league table if you can face Paris Saint-Germain in the next round. It is what it is, maybe, but maybe I'm too soon now. It would be more fair that after the in-between round is there, then that the one that wins the league table plays against the team that's lowest positions after the teams have played. But yeah, that is also because we were so unlucky to play Paris Saint-Germain, because we could have also gone to the other side of the draw. But in the end, if you want to win the tournament, you have to beat teams like Paris Saint-Germain. And that's what we didn't do today after an incredible first 90 minutes for football of us.
Considering what you saw today and the first game, do you think PSG can win the title this season?
Yeah, they can. They can. But unfortunately for them, they're not the only team that can win it. And it's always about two games. So then luck and bad luck can play a part as well. So in a whole season, so the team that wins the Premier League or the Liga or the Serie A or whatever competition, always the best team wins that competition. But it's not to say if it's only about two games, then luck or bad luck or referee decision can influence a game. Fortunately enough for us and for Paris Saint-Germain, there were two great referees away in Paris and tonight as well. Both times the referees were outstanding. But yeah, they can, but there are other teams that can win it as well. And if they play like this and they have everyone fit, they have a fair and very good chance, yes.
Is it your favorite?
I haven't played all of them. I like Barcelona at the moment a lot as well. Arsenal is a very good team. Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid, Bayern Munich is impressive. So it's going to be a close goal like it was tonight. And then if they go to the quarterfinal or semi-final and they have to take penalties, maybe then the other team would win it. I don't know. But they are one of the richest clubs in Europe. So it's not such a surprise that they compete every season for winning the Champions League.
You mentioned earlier that PSG was a little bit better in extra time. What was that down to? Do you have the impression that maybe PSG was a little bit fresher, and if so, how much of an impact does the Premier League have on that?
No, I don't think the last thing has any influence on that. I think in the second half of normal time, we looked fresher and better. There was only one team, in my opinion. I was waiting for us to score a goal, except for the last 3 or 4 minutes when Kvaratskhelia got the free kick and hit one just over the bar. But maybe these were the only two times that they had a shot on target in the second half. We had the header on the post. So these are the margins where we talk about. I think Mo had a shot that was cleared off the line. So many set pieces we had. We came really close. But I have to give credit to Paris Saint-Germain as well, because if you have to play in this stadium with these fans against such a strong Liverpool team and you're able to get a 1-0 win over the line after 90 minutes, then you have to be a very, very, very good team to be able to do so.
Commiserations, Ali. There wasn't much in it tonight and ends up going to the lottery of penalties. But what's your overall assumption of tonight?
Yeah, we improved a lot in respect of the first game. That's a good thing. Unfortunately, we couldn't get the result. Conceding the goal doesn't help at all. In penalties, anything can happen. But we have to recognize that the opponent, they did really well. They are a really good team. It's tough to take it because we know we could do more. But we have no time to complain too much. We have a final to play at the weekend and still keep on going the Premier League.
You'll be disappointed with the goal that you conceded, but still plenty of chances throughout the game. We were in it for a long period.
Yeah. We created a lot. They create some chances as well. It was an open game. We had
more chances, but they defended well as well, blocking shots. Donnarumma did a great game as well. At this moment, you have just to recognize the strength of the opponent because you gave everything you did. Did your best. Needed a little bit more lucky, to be a little bit lucky at the end, but yeah, it wasn't the case tonight.
Very little to split the two teams. You were wonderful in the first leg. He was wonderful tonight to keep Liverpool at bay, Donnarumma.
Yeah, he did really well. He's a great guy, a nice lad, really humble. I know him from a long time ago playing against him. And this is football. Anything can happen. This is Champions League. The best teams in the world are playing, and we just have to keep on going for the rest of the season.
And that's the key now, isn't it? Recovering quickly, not just physically, but mentally, with a huge game ahead this Sunday.
Yeah. We have to use the time to recover. We are glad that we have enough time to do that because we're going to be a tough match as well, tough opponent. We're going to have to work really hard as a team to win the trophy. And we are here for that, to win all the trophies that we can.
We have looked back on what we've seen here at Anfield tonight. You might be able to tell the PSG fans are making their way out of Anfield just now, so you may pick up some French celebrations over the course of the next few minutes. Right now, though, we're going to turn our attention to what comes next for Liverpool. That, of course, is the League Cup final this Sunday. And it's worth just reiterating the paths both teams have taken to get to Wembley this weekend. The thing that's notable about both Liverpool and Newcastle's route to the final is how many Premier League sides they have both beaten. They have both had a difficult path to get through to this showpiece event and the chance to win the first domestic silverware of the season. Liverpool haven't had it easy, but neither have Newcastle. And they were particularly impressive, Ray, in that victory against Arsenal in the semi-finals.
Yeah, they were. I mean, Newcastle are a funny side. You know, I've watched them quite a few times this season. There are occasions when they look unplayable. You know, they've just played such good football, played with a lot of pace. You know, Isak up front has been in sensational form. And other times I've watched them and they look like they've not played together. Just at the moment, they're struggling for a little bit of form, a little bit of cohesion. I think defensively, they've struggled in the last couple of games. So I'll be interested to see what the manager does come Sunday as far as the starting 11 for Newcastle, because I think he's got one or two big decisions to make, because they've not won a trophy. Was it since 1968 or something like that? The old First Cup, I think it was. So they're desperate for success. They really are. They've been to finals, and obviously they've came off second best, and they'll be hoping that changes on Sunday. They'll be looking at the game tonight for Liverpool and thinking how many of them are going to be fit, and you know how tired are they going to be after the 120 minutes of football they've had to play.
Yeah, well, that might be a bit of a level, because going into this game on Sunday, it was Newcastle who had the issues with fitness, obviously suspension of Anthony Gordon as well. But now, given we might be missing a couple of players may be showing fatigue tonight, it's kind of readdress the balance. What do we make of the games we've played against Newcastle this season, Jay? Maybe go in reverse our order and start with what we saw just a week or so ago here against them. Maybe didn't see as much of a threat in that game as we saw at St James's Park. Nevertheless, it's a game that they were generally in through the majority of it.
Yeah, listen, exactly like Ray said, I think they've got some good players. You know, they've been worked hard. Eddie Howe's been there for quite a while now. You know, he's been able to maybe steady a team, get a team together that he believes in and the way that he wants them to play. Going forward, I think, you know, the home game, I thought that we were in full control of the game. I didn't see them as much as a threat. I think the main threat, well, obviously, Isak didn't play in that game at Anfield. Gordon was probably their main threat. Obviously, the rotation now is the fact that Gordon's out and Isak's back in. I watched them last night against West Ham, and I felt that they were okay. You know, I felt they caused West Ham problems. But going into the weekend, I believe, even after, you know, with the fatigue of 120 minutes tonight, I still think that Liverpool should be superior to Newcastle. I think, you know, the players that we have and the way that we play, I think that, okay, it's going to an even playing field. You know, you're obviously being home or away, we're both at Wembley. and it's a one-off game. But I think if you look at the overall way that Liverpool want to play and how we play and the players that we have, I think Liverpool should go there full of confidence, even after this evening's obviously being knocked out of the Champions League. We've now got silverware to go, an opportunity to go and win some silverware, get ourselves back on track, and we've got two big, obviously the Premier League and the Carabao Cup to go try and go and win.
Isak, 22 goals this season. He has been the shining light for them this campaign. And we saw the real attacking prowess at times in the game up at St James's Park, right?
Oh, I really like him. I think he's got plenty of pace. He knows where the goal is. You know, he's always on the front foot. He's always looking to get into an area where he can affect the game and score goals. His work ethic is absolutely tremendous. You know, he works so hard for the team. But it's just the defence I'd be slightly worried about. You know, we've just seen the 3-3 game, just how good he can be. Look at that. You know, I mean, you know, that's brilliant, isn't it? You know, the touch and their movement and to get it on his right foot and the strike is absolutely brilliant. But it was a strange game, this one. You know, it's just end-to-end stuff. Newcastle on attack, Liverpool on attack. And then you think Liverpool are going to go and win it. And lo and behold, you know, they just can't see it out to get the 3 points. But, yeah, it could be an exciting game. It could be an open game. What you do see is two sides have got plenty of pace in the team. You know, who really can get after the opposition's back line, and it'll be dependent on who defends the best. Come back to, I think Konate's injury is a little bit more than cramp. I think looking at him, because cramp normally you can run it off a little bit, but he couldn't. You could see he was really struggling to move. It wasn't just, you know, I think it was his right leg. I'm trying to think back when I was watching, and he just looked like he was struggling for any movement with it at all. You know, normally, you know, you're stretching it off. I didn't see him doing that, but he was intimating to the fans to get behind the team as he came off the pitch. So we'll have to wait and see, because if he's not fit, and then, you know, Alexander-Arnold's out, then who are you playing at centre-back and who are you playing at right-back? You know, they're going to become key decisions when you're trying to, you know, marry up, if you like, your side against Newcastle, where they're strong, the areas where they can play, you know, good attacking football. So it's going to be an exciting game. And coming back, it's Arnold's first trophy that he can win at his new club. So, you know, that ramps up a little bit more. So hopefully the players have been there before, the Liverpool players have been there before, so they know what it's all about. They know what Wembley's about. They know what the day contains for them. And they know what they have to do to go out there. And I think they'll be smarting after the defeat tonight. I think that'll hurt them. And I think they'll give them a little extra push to go into Sunday's game, even stronger mentally, to make sure that they're prepared and ready for it.
What do you expect from Newcastle, both tactically, because he did play five at the back against Arsenal, Eddie Howe, last time out in this competition, but also in terms of approach, because so much pressure, so much hype from the Newcastle side of things to win a trophy?
You know what, I think he won't go far away from what he's been doing all season long. You know, sometimes I think leading into a, you know, I've never managed a cup final, but I think if you go too far away from what you're doing and try and complicate things, you kind of lose your identity and who you are. I think he's going to go into this game thinking that it's another game against Liverpool. You know, how do we try and nullify Liverpool in the two Premier League matches that we played against them? You know, what worked, what didn't work? Are there things that we can maybe, you know, maybe tweak or rotate? Exactly like Ray said, you know, will they be looking at this game tonight thinking, well, you know, if Trent Alexander-Arnold's out and Konate may be out, how can we then, you know, go and like maybe nullify Liverpool's right-hand side and maybe take that to our advantage? So, you know, going into that game, I think both teams will go into it looking over the past two Premier League games, but you know it's a one-off game. Newcastle are obviously fighting for their first silverware in a very long time, but for me, I think Liverpool players have been there before, and that's what I hope. You know, looking into the weekend, I think the experience of our squad, our players, they've been to Wembley before, they've won things, and I just hope that's enough to maybe put us over the edge and win it.
That is it for tonight's episode of The Reaction. We'll be back again on Sunday with analysis and interviews from Wembley after Liverpool take on Newcastle in the Carabao Cup final. Until then, if you haven't already, then please do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts. That'll make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop.